Everybody's got a story to share. Let's start with you, Mary Vandeveld.
Okay, food. So, Kevin, you said you wanted a taste of New Orleans for your Super Bowl party that you're
going to? That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, so this Gold Belly, do you guys know what Gold Belly?
Oh, that's the food service, right?
Yeah, so they have a big Super Bowl tailgate kit you can order for $99.
Wow.
And you get a bunch of stuff like a beignet mix that you could make some beignets, mm-hmm. and then you can, there's a king cake in there. Nice. You guys like the king cakes?
No.
No.
Just looking at them.
Especially if you bite into the king.
Yeah, I don't want a little piece of plastic in my cake.
That's not a good thing. But I'm looking at the kit. It's got a bunch of stuff. Hot sauce. I don't know what else
is on here. I chipped my teeth on a piece of Jesus.
I've ordered from them. I have ordered, and I like it, but it's really expensive. I bet that $99 doesn't feed four people,
It doesn't look like much. It looks like about three crackers here on this plate. You know, there's some... the cake is very tiny. I mean, it's just, you know, on a little plate.
Are there oysters? Because Kevin loves oysters.
No, I don't see any oysters. I see some sort of dip in the beignet mix. I don't know how many beignets you're going to get out of
that. I love it when you say beignets.
What is it?
That's what it is, but it's like you say beignet, like you're spitting it out.
Yeah. Oh, they've got a Louisiana crawfish boil kit.
There you go.
I'll just bring that to the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, and they can figure it out.
You've eaten crawdaddies before?
Sure have.
I'm looking at all this stuff. Yikes. Oh, well, that was my story because I'm reading my People magazine right now, and I just came across that for you, Kev.
Nice.
What do you have, Kevin?
Well, Groundhog Day was yesterday. Did you guys know that?
Yeah,
I was watching
the marathon. Who even had time to pay attention to that? But Woodstock Willie was different than Punxsutawney Phil, right?
I'm more of a Woodstock Willie guy. I mean, I support the local groundhog. Steve, are you Punxsutawney Phil or Woodstock Willie?
I like to stick my own head in the ground.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then emerge and let everybody know.
Just kind of hang out.
Well, I've got some Groundhog Day fun facts.
Well, that'll be good for next year when it's timely again.
Well, it came on a Sunday, so we didn't really have time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Legend has it that Punxsutawney Phil is actually immortal. Did you guys know that?
He is on the
Groundhog Day show, which I was watching yesterday.
Let's see here. Traditional celebrations once involved eating the groundhog.
Now, there you go.
Any guesses to when the first Groundhog Day celebration took place?
1872.
Lisa?
I was saying 1886.
Wow.
1920.
Yeah, it was 1886.
Oh,
wow. Nice guess.
You know, I pay attention to my groundhog business.
You know, it was also Farrah Fawcett's birthday, I believe.
I had nine fun facts about her as well.
You did?
Yeah. Let's see what else here. Statistically speaking, groundhogs aren't particularly good meteorologists.
Oh.
Phil has delivered a correct forecast approximately 39% of the time.
So it's not true?
It's not true, Steve, that he doesn't get it right all the time. And did you know Punxsutawney Phil has a wife?
Oh, it's Phyllis, isn't it?
Yeah.
Phyllis and Phil. Pretty exciting.
So Punxsutawney Phil says we've got six more weeks of winter, but Woodstock Willie, we go with.
Closer
that
to home.
Wife? Who's the wife of Willie? Does Willie have a wife?
Wendy.
Wilma?
Wilma.
But he says that we've got spring on the way, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's your story, Steve?
Well, Kathy and Judy used to do this bit called the Dumbest Thing I Did This Week.
Oh.
And
Can we steal it?
How about the dumbest thing I did today? I mean,
they both got lawyers.
Day.
They're so lawyered up that you can't. I can't even text them without them threatening to sue me. So I don't know. You could try it. So I bought a computer last Thursday, and I thought I was going to rip this company. But as I think of it, I can't really rip them. But and then you know, you get a computer and you got all the data from your old computer, and you got to transfer it. And I bought my computer at Costco, and I'm like, well, can I do it myself? Or he said, I said, can somebody do it themselves? And they go, well, they can, but they have to really know what they're doing. So I'm like, okay, that's not me. And I go to this other place that everyone knows about, and I drop off my computer on Saturday, get an appointment, and I drop it off at 10:40, and they said, okay, the window's between 2 and 4. I'm like, well, that's not bad. Okay, I'll go clean the house, do some stuff. And so it's 2 o'clock. I don't hear from anyone. It's 2:30. And I'm thinking, how long can it take to transfer data? And then it's like 3:30, the window's closing at 4. So I try to call them, but of course I get some call center in Schenectady. and can't get any information. So then I'm going to drive there. What could hurt? About 4:45, I get in the car, drive to this place to say, hey, I'm here to pick up my computer. And they're like, well, we just started on it. And I'm like, what? And they said, you didn't even have it set up. And I'm like, well, I had it set up, and then I reset it because I thought it'd be easier for you guys. He goes, yeah, no, like we said, 2 to 4 days. It's not going to be ready for a while.
2 to 4 days?
2 to 4 days.
Oh, so you didn't hear that part? You just heard 2 to 4?
I heard 2 to 4 because it was 10:30. I mean, if I had known 2 to 4 days, that's crazy.
I would never leave my computer with anybody, let alone for 2 to 4 days.
Well, that didn't occur to me. Then I did get it yesterday late in the day. But I'm thinking, wait, I just gave them my computer with all my stuff on it and my passwords.
Ship off to the ripoff, Steve.
Yeah, because I bought in computers at Best Buy before, and they just take it to the back. They transfer the data in like 20 minutes. You're set. But 2 to 4 days.
Were you buying that computer because you're worried about the tariffs?
No, I'm just kind of get into buying frenzy sometimes that I have to do something.
I thought you made soup on Sundays.
I made some great soup this week.
All right, that's it. He's got your news coming up next. Steve, we're going to look out for you next time. That's from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.